This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are considering a measure that would require a three-day waiting period for all gun purchases. Dozens of witnesses spoke at a committee hearing Monday, including Jenny Gunther. She told the story of a friend who bought a gun and died by suicide within an hour.
I am confident that if there was a waiting period law in 2021, Lindsay would be alive today. The immediate access to a gun led to a permanent solution for her temporary hardships.
The Democratic measure passed its first committee on a party-line vote. It's part of a package of gun control bills that are set to consume the Capitol in the weeks ahead. The 500,000 Coloradans who use food stamps will see their benefits shrink this month. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The federal government has ended an expansion of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The program was temporarily boosted at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, but that increase expired at the end of February. Ashley Wieland is with Hunger Free Colorado. She says monthly SNAP checks will decrease by about $90 per person.
It's going to be, you know, a big impact on families who these grocery benefits have been helping buy healthy food, but also been helping them cover, you know, the other high costs of living in Colorado that we're seeing.
Food banks across the state say they expect the SNAP reductions to drive up demand this spring. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A native of Colorado Springs has been recognized as the U.S. Navy Band 2022 Sailor of the Year. Musician First Class Adele Demme was chosen from 94 peers in the band. The 2003 Coronado High School graduate received both bachelor's and master's degrees in clarinet from the University of Northern Colorado. Demme has served as a conductor on 6 national concert band tours. She joined the Navy Band in 2012. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 40, 50s in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.